Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com. I am Lady Diva. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for supporting my system here. I have with me a musical powerhouse, Miss Mariama White. Hello, Miss White.
Hello. How are you, Lady Diva? I'm so glad to be on today.
All right. You are a vocalist. Broadway actress,
thank you.
Songwriter. Oh my goodness, you're a dynamic performer. You an actress from Cleveland, Ohio. Tell us and all our new fans and listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Well, yes, as you said, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I was actually born in Columbus but raised in Cleveland in Shaker Heights, a suburb of Cleveland. And just from a young age, I've always loved music. I've loved acting. My mother saw something in me very young. She heard that I had a really good voice, and she saw that I love to perform and act. So she got me in acting classes, you know, very, very young, and performance and violin and piano and just anything that really kept me busy with my creativity. And just over the years, just stuck with it. I went to college. I went to College of Worcester, which is about an hour south of Cleveland. Actually majored in English, but I was I still did plays and everything like that. So about a couple of years after I graduated high school, I really got serious about going forward with my career as an actress and a singer, and pounded the pavement in New York City, and eventually did The Lion King and The Color Purple, and I've had some amazing experiences on the road and as an artist, and I'm just really grateful for those experiences. And of course, when I was on the road as well, I was also singing and songwriting as well. So now that I'm back home in Cleveland, I am developing my career as a singer-songwriter. So I'm just very, very grateful for my mother and my father for instilling such a love and a pride for music and performance and what it can do and what it's done for me. It's been wonderful. It's been really, really wonderful.
Wow. Caller, you just tuned in. Go ahead and speak, caller. Caller? Okay, they're shy. Well, you're
They're shy. Don't shy.
Yeah, a lot of them are shy. Your parents in church, choir, and the musical thing in church and everything, how all this been brought on since she was a little bitty girl?
Well, you know what? My experience in church music actually came a little bit later. Growing up, I was just one of those kids that loved music. We always had records on. My father listened to Bob Marley and jazz, and so that I had that in me. And then my mother was always listening to soul music. We would clean the house to all kinds of music, you know, Patti LaBelle, Whitney Houston, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, there was just music all around me.
Right.
So I just developed a love for it, and I was always singing to it. When I got older, actually, and I started going to church more, I began to sing in church. And just all the different experiences that I've had really developed my voice, because I was always, you know, listening to so many different styles of music. So when I did, you know, start attending church, my voice definitely broadened for sure, singing all that great gospel music. So, no, I wasn't a church baby, but as I got older and I started really going to church on a regular basis, gospel music, inspirational music was definitely a huge part of my life. Yes.
Yeah, you have opened up national, international artists like Stephanie Mills, Jeff Bradshaw, and Bliss Beck.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Well, I've had some great experiences for sure.
Wow. And it's like, how did I miss that? You know, and I'm up here thinking, how did I miss that? And you performed on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I drove myself crazy trying to find video footage. And there is no video footage when you research it.
I know. You know what? That was before.
So Oprah owns it. And I have.
That was before YouTube.
Yeah. So if I go to Oprah Winfrey's website, I might can look it up there, but I didn't have the time to. But I'll look into it. And I'm like, this woman's been busy. You are a musical powerhouse, Miss White. You are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You have a broad songwriting scope. How do you come up with titles of your songs and the melodies put together? I have some Twitter kids that's tweeting me. They usually tweet me on a regular how some of you talented songwriters and producers come about. How's your mind thinking, though, when you come up? Are there more of life experiences as growing up, or recent life experiences, or something like that?
Those are great questions. Well, you know, my songwriting, so many different things influence and inform my songwriting. A lot of times what I've been doing lately is really coming up with concepts first. You know, I'm always trying to think, like, what concept, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of concepts out there, of course, that have been, you know, told in a lot of different ways. But I'm always trying to think, what is a kind of a unique concept and I can tell a story, I can develop a story from that, you know. So a lot of times I'm always kind of thinking of, you know, I look at things that happen in life in general. They don't necessarily have to be my own experiences.
Yeah.
You know, I look outside. I observe people. And a lot of them can start from my own experience, but then I can be quite dramatic with the telling of it. You know, they don't end up
yeah.
have to necessarily be autobiographical. But lately I have been, coming up with unique concepts and then expanding from there. A lot of times, too, my songs come in my dreams. I could be sleeping,
wow.
minding my own business. Oh, yeah. when I'm very just extremely focused on not necessarily just writing, but knowing that I want to kind of move in a creative, you know, direction. Sometimes songs come to me in my sleep. There was a song that I wrote that's going to be on my next album. It's called Sit With You. And it came to me, the actual melody came to me in my, I woke up from sleep. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and it kept happening about 2 or 3 days, and I kept going like, well, I could not get back to sleep, and eventually a melody came to me, and eventually the lyrics did come, and it's a song I don't even want to claim that I wrote it. God really wrote it through me,
right.
And it really actually was very therapeutic for me, because it was just a time in my life where I was really kind of, you know, going through some things. It wasn't necessarily a dark time in my life, but it was just a time where I needed some peace, you know, and it was a song
yeah.
that, I mean, I listened to it now. I can't wait to release it, because I listen to it now and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing to see how the song came through. Yeah, yeah, it was amazing to see how it came through me. Yeah. So
that's
all different types of ways. Yeah, it's definitely a blessing.
That's amazing. Wow. You're a woman, it has unique melodies, lyrics, empowering messages, distinct voice of pure range and power. You have an upcoming CD, Hey You, It's Me.
Yes. I'm so excited about it. I've actually been working on it for a while now, but I'm very, very focused on finishing it, you know, in the next few months. And that concept, Hey You, It's Me, is just really about a project that really shows all the different parts of me. But the sound of it, I really want it to be a nice, bright sound that people can put in and, you know, just feel really good. You know, just feel really, really good when they hear it. And so it's definitely R&B soul, but it's going to be some mix of reggae, some mix of pop, some mix of a little folk in there also, you know, but it'll definitely show my range, my songwriting range and my vocal range. It's just very exciting to be able to have ideas and to be able to collaborate with people that I've grown to know and to love over the years musically, and it's just been really, really, really fun. It's really fun. It's definitely work. It definitely takes
wow.
a lot of focus. Takes a lot of focus, but it is well wow. worth it. And I'm just the few songs that I've kind of put out as snippets, you know, little snippets on Instagram
yeah.
and things like that. Things are like, oh my God, I can't wait to hear the rest. So that's really
yeah.
exciting, because, you know, as artists,
right.
we can be very, very critical of ourselves sometimes, you know,
yeah.
and it's like, yo, are they going to
yeah.
like it? So I'm
yeah.
excited that people are really digging it. Yeah. Yeah. Already. So I'm very excited about that. And I've been able to record because of the support of so many people. I actually launched a funding campaign for this, you know, as an independent
oh.
artist, you know, any independent
mm-hmm.
artists who are listening, they all know it's not as easy to just you know, write checks and put your stuff out. Just as, you know, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
So I actually started a funding campaign for people to support it, and in exchange for their donations, you know, they can get a pre-release of the single, they can get, you know, autographed copies. So I have, you know, nice perks and nice rewards for people who want to donate to the album so I can get it finished. So I'm very, very excited. It's been, and people have been extremely, extremely supportive of it, which I'm so honored and so humbled and happy about.
You got me in your corner, all right? The song,
oh, thank
We
you.
Be One, the song We Be One that I played earlier, that reggae
yes.
beat, you know, it's really popping.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really love that. And the next song I would like to play is Sweet Lovely Curse. Now, tell me and the listeners briefly about the title of this song. How you come up with it?
Sweet Lovely Curse. Well, you know what? I wrote that song. That was another song that kind of wrote itself. But I started writing that song because I got a new computer years ago. I'm not going to say how long it was because it was a while ago. And I was just toying around with one the software in the computer. And I said, you know, I just want to make a song, a nice simple song, and just kind of layer my vocals on it. And it really just started. I didn't even, you know, for that song, I wasn't even thinking this would be a love song or whatever. But as I started writing the beginning, it literally just started off me singing, "You can love who you want to, but my heart." So I started singing the song, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I think this is a song that's going to be pretty quick to write. And I wrote it in about maybe 20 minutes or so, and then I just started playing with it on my computer. And then
yeah.
that was it. Now years later, I did, you know, get into a high-quality studio, you know, and I put it down. And I'm so excited about the reception. I mean, people are really, really digging the song. And the cool thing about it, too, it's actually been placed in Lifetime's hit reality show, Dance Mom. So I was very, very excited to hear that.
Yeah.
Very excited to hear that. Yes, yes. So
well,
I'm very, very excited for people to hear it.
Well, you sit there and don't go nowhere. This is Sweet
I'm
Lovely
not going anywhere.
by Mary Emma White.
You can love who you want to, but my heart will never change. And give your life to another, but my soul still bears your name. And no amount of holy water could ever put my love in rivers. Oh, well,
my first,
maybe my word, I Yes, ma'am. People can go directly to my website, mariamawhite.com, mariamawhite.com. They can find all about me, and my music is right there. They can download from iTunes or Google Play, Amazon. I'm also streaming as well, so they can find all my information right there from my website. Yep.
Okay.
And also, too, I want to let folks know, too, I have a free song. I'm actually going to play it a little bit later. But if people join my my mailing list on my website, they're actually going to get a free download of another song that I have called I Need You. And so they get some extra value by being members of my mailing list also.
All right.
Lovely Curse and get I Need You too. Yes.
All right. I might just have a couple of questions to go, and because we only have like 30-something minutes, rather less. As a young child, you studied voice, acting, piano, and violin. You played leading roles on Broadway, national tours of Disney, Lion King, and The Color Purple. Now, do you... have any future ventures going on to play in any other roles, acting roles?
You know, acting roles, at this moment, I'm not so much focused on theater as much anymore. I am definitely open to, you know, film, TV, things like that. As far as theater, it's the schedule. My son is 10 years old. So a lot of the schedule is kind of like flip-flop for my family right now, you know. So during the evenings, of course, when everyone's at the theater, I'm helping him with homework.
So right now,
I'm not so focused on theater. But at the same time, you know, I shouldn't say I'm not doing it. You know, there are times when I may have, you know, I may do short runs or a reading of some sort here in the city. But nothing too extensive at this point. But I'm definitely open, for sure. I'm definitely open, but right now I don't have anything coming up. I have a concert coming up actually in February, a Valentine's Day concert that I'm really excited about. And once that's going to be at a premier jazz venue here in Cleveland called Nighttown, and I'm really, really excited about that. I'm going to be doing a duet show with a good friend of mine. His name is Myron Davis, amazing singer. He was out some years ago as a recording artist. I mean, just amazing voice. And he's actually one of my collaborators on my album as well. And we're going to be featured with Hubs Groove, which is amazing band here in Cleveland. So we're excited about doing that. Very, very excited. So our tickets go on sale for that next week. And I think we're going to sell that show out. I think people are really going to be excited to see another Valentine's show that I'm doing. And also things will start to pop up as I release the music as well. So I'm excited about 2017 because I really believe it's going to be a year where I have some new things coming down the pipe. I'm excited.
Wow.
Very, very excited.
That's cool. That is good. You got anything going on in the future for your community? You doing any kind of shows for your community?
Well, you know, sometimes I do private events. I do a lot of private events. And actually, just was it yesterday? No, today's Wednesday. On Monday, I did a Kwanzaa event, which was really, really fun.
Yeah.
It's nice. I haven't been to a Kwanzaa event in a long time. So just to be a part of and get more education about it, it was really exciting. So that was really nice to be a part of that. And I do private events as well. I work with children. I work with special needs and special education children, too.
Right.
So I'm always very, very excited to do things with children. I'm a teaching artist as well. So when the opportunities come up for me to go into schools and do teach, I love to do that as well. Usually I do those things during the summertime when I have a little bit more time off. But,
in the summer.
Any time that I can really impact the community directly and not necessarily just online on social media, you know, I love to be able to do that. I love to be able to do that. So any type of causes that people have, if they call upon me to be a part of it, I really, really enjoy doing that. A couple of years ago, I actually wrote a song years ago. It's not on iTunes. It's actually on my Bandcamp website. But there was a song that I wrote during April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And there was a song I wrote years ago. Yeah, there was a song that I wrote years ago. Years ago, I never thought that I would release it. It was kind of a private song that I didn't think I would release. But in 2014, I released that song. It's called, oh, my goodness, I just drew a blank. It's called Between My Innocence and Shame. And I just felt really called to release that song. It was a personal story of mine. But what I ended up doing was releasing the song, and so anytime someone downloaded, they could download it for $1 or more, and it's still out there. They can still do it. Actually, let me see. You can go to my website, my actual Bandcamp website. It's mariamawhite.bandcamp.com, and they can find a song on there, and they can download it for $1 or more. I mean, I've had people donate $20 for the song, $30 for the song, and all the proceeds of that song, I take all the proceeds of that song and I send it to the Rape Crisis Center here in Cleveland. It does not go to
me
at all. It goes to people.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it goes to people directly who have been affected, and I was affected from it years ago, and so I wanted to be able to share part of my story, but also be able to you know, give some resources to the center who, you know, they're doing some really amazing work with people who are going through it.
That is so wonderful, Mariama. That is so wonderful.
Yeah.
We're going to play one more track. We're going to play one more track of yours before you leave. I Need You. And then there's Take This Dance. Pick which one and give us some brief information about the title, why you came up with that.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to pick what, let's see, I Need You. I Need You is one of those, just a good old-fashioned love song.
Old-fashioned now.
We love old-fashioned love songs, exactly. And, you know, these days, it's sometimes kind of hard to come by just a good love song, and I was really blessed to be able to write that, and it's actually on the radio here on the Wave station we have here, and it's still playing it, which I'm so, so, so grateful for. So it's one of my favorite songs that I've written, I must say. I Need You.
All right. All right. All right.
Since you came around.
Your participation, Mary Emma White, and please come back
Thank
on my
so
show.
Thank you so much. I would love to. I've had such a wonderful time.
I am following
such a wonderful time.
I am following you on every endeavor and event and venture that you're doing. I might pop up at one of your events. Don't be surprised.
Oh, please do. Please do. Please do. We're neighbors. You know, you're just a state away.
Yes.
So I
yes,
have to try to find
are.
A way to get there, too. I have
yes.
to try to find a way to get there.
Yes.
Yes, for
we
sure.
Need it.
I
we
can make
need,
it happen.
We need indie music here in Indiana. We very seldom get any Black musician songwriters here.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
okay.
like that. So I have to skip out of town and travel a little bit to go see you guys.
I got it. Okay,
but,
well, I can find a way that I can just come to your backyard.
Yes, please. Please do.
Yes.
Can you go ahead and mention your website and where to purchase your music, please?
For sure. I'll give them all my social media contacts as well. My website is mariamawhite.com. Again, that's mariamawhite.com. They can find everything about me, all my music there, and all the different ways they can download. And I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. They can find me under Mariama White as well. So they don't have to, you know, it's not I am Mariama White or any other. It's Mariama White. So they can find me on there. And I also want to just say, just send a special shout out to my girl, LaTanya Holmes, who you talked to just last
yes.
week or was
yes.
a couple weeks ago. And
yes.
I'm just so grateful for her. Beautiful singer, beautiful sister, beautiful songwriter, actress. You know, I'm so glad that we're connected. And she's just an amazing, amazing person, amazing woman. And I'm just grateful for her. So if she's listening, thank you, LaTanya, for connecting me to Miss Lady Diva.
Hey!
Yes.
I would like to ask you, what are your inspiring words you want to give to those who are struggling today that may are trying to be like you?
Oh, you know, all I would say is just believe. Just believe. Have confidence in the gift that you have. I mean, sometimes I even struggle with my own confidence. All we have to do is really, like, just know and believe that the gifts and the talents that we have, they're valuable and they're meant to be shared. And sometimes we just have to get out of our own way and take the first step. Sometimes we have these big dreams, and big dreams are wonderful, but sometimes we look at them and we may think they're too lofty and too far away that we don't take the first step, you know, whatever that first step is, whether it's, you know, calling someone to listen to a song or, you know, going over lines with someone. Take that first step in the direction that you want to go into. And then over time, your confidence will start building, your belief will start building in yourself, and your excitement towards your goals will start to really flourish as well. So I just, believing and doing and afraid, even if you're fearful, just continue to do it. I do things all the time that I'm afraid to do. You know,
yeah.
there are songs that I
yeah.
have, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should read. You know, even with Sweet Lovely Curse, that
oh,
song,
yeah.
for whatever reason, in my own head, I was like, I'm not sure if I should release this yet. I released it just because, you know, it was time to do it, and the reception has been just simply amazing. So
right.
I just encourage people that whatever they see for themselves in whatever endeavor, creative, artistic, business, whatever it is, take the first step. Because once you take the first step, you'll see that the support and the love, everything will start coming your way once you believe and once you take that first step toward that goal. Yeah.
Right.
They can do
right.
it. Yes.
Thank
we
you,
need,
Mary Emma White.
And the thing is, we all need each other. We all need each other, and we need to see more people who want to inspire other people in their gifts. So don't be afraid to do it.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. And thank you for your participation. You're always welcome to come back. I'll be following
Thank you,
you
Lady
forever.
Diva.
And you have
Thank
a blessed
you.
Evening.
You
I'll
as
be
well.
Playing,
Thank you
I'll
so
be
much.
Playing another track of yours at the end of the showcase. Yeah, you're more welcome to stay in tune. My name
Thank
is
you.
Britta Voss, aka Lady Diva. This is Les Jazz It Up, LawTalkRadio.com. I want to mention upcoming guests, Roderick Allen. He is a jazz keyboardist. He will be coming up January 5th at 6 p.m. I have also Teresa B. Howe. She's a writer publisher. The time will be at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I have Wendy Clardy, Lardy Miss Clardy. She is a singer-songwriter. She is coming up January 18th at 8 p.m. Please stay tuned to some of the other episodes and my guests on my show. I will be playing the last track by Mary Emma White. This one is called Take This Dance. And I want to thank everyone for your support and tuning in. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out.
I've been waiting.